Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You got your Omeika 7 live coming at you as your emperor. I'm here to serve you. I'm your advocate, the one you need, and I am also your advisor. Thank you so very much for joining us on this evening. I know you could have been in any one of the rooms that you choose to, but you chose to come along with us this evening. I'd like to welcome you, and I'd like to meet you in the atmosphere. I'd like to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you. We have not been together for a while. We meet on Tuesday night now at 10 o'clock, and I want you to be present and accounted for, and I want you to also hold tight, and we'll be right with you. We're going to take you to Carolina, take a little short station identification.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone.
Welcome back, family, and thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Happy New Year. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk a little bit about the remix of reordering the marriage vows for the 21st century. As you know, we have been on this topic for a while, and we're going to expand ourselves. We now have a family life center that has been put up under www.lillyinstituteforexceptionaleducation.weebly.com. And you can check us out on the website. That whole series is set up for resources for families, providers, early childhood teachers, as well as for couples. And I want to invite you into that website to take a look at what we have there. And our whole concentrated area now is going to be centered around family life education. and we'll focus in on family relationships and couples and building relationships in general. So for those of you who have not been following us, we now have our YouTube channel, and we have a series of shows that are coming on. Number one is a series for couples. It's sort of comedian-like, and it's pretty easy to look at because it's a comical hour where you can actually see some of the strategies that we're using for marriage difficulties and things that we could do to make relationships a little lighthearted. So take a look at some of those shows out there. My video taping is not the best because I was just playing around with the technology. We're getting better at it. We've learned how to upload from the iPod or from the iPhone and from my Android. So just be patient with me. We're brushing off all of the difficult areas, and we're going to eventually come very, very sleek and very smooth with that. If you go out to my Facebook, there is one series there that you've got to see on Garth Vaden, where my fiancé and I are portraying aliens from Mars. And we are featured there where the voice and the volume, you can hear it very well. If you go on my Facebook, click on Nina Simone's Restore Peace to Nina Simone and go to the second page and click on the link for marriage. We ordered the marriage files there, and you can see that series. I'm on my Facebook, on my YouTube. The volume is very low. You cannot hear it, but you can hear it on my Facebook. Please go check that out. Now, I have a series also of music tapes for children as well on the YouTube. So I've been pretty busy trying to get my image built up on YouTube. And as I prepare to get those things together, we're going to see how we can bring those in. Now, let me say hello to my guest here who's joined us. Hello, Mance, who's calling? Hello? Caller number 562. Caller number 562, are you out there? Caller number 562, can you hear me? Well, maybe he'll come back and join us again. Once again, I'd like to say thank you so very much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to also invite you to be a part of our reordering the marriage vows for the 21st century. Let me just give you a little insight about our topic this evening. For those of you who have been following us, you know that we've taken a different stand on relationships. As a relationship counselor, I like to come across as if there are multiplicit ways of having relationships. And as you know, as I featured in my last series, I talked about the Omi Inca tribe concept. I want to accentuate on the positives of that and talk about relationships that don't involve swingers. And this has nothing to do with swingers, but I certainly want to present to you a whole new series of how relationships can be formed and some of the things that you can do in relationships while courting. And that's what I really wanted to accentuate on, the fact that people are not courting these days. They're not involving themselves in courting situations. And I want them to get more involved in courting situations so that we will understand that there are a variety of ways that we can keep our love alive. Let me say hello to my guest once again, if he's not too shy. Hello, caller number 562. How are you? And if you're not too shy, you can say your name. Caller number 526, are you still with us? We'd like to invite you to speak if you'd like to. You're welcome to do so. We'll give you a little time there and let you sit there in the room for a minute. Once again, I'd like to say welcome, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, the remix of the marriage vows for the 21st century are here and here to stay. We are building up a conglomerate around family relationships, and we hope to invite you to our new resource center that we are formalizing that will actually have a brick-and-mortar building that will be located here in Indiana. And that resource center will be for the families to attend, where we will have a number of things going on Number one, we will feature our college that will focus in for provider training, child development provider training, early childhood development, CDA endorsement, as well as our two-year associate degree and our baccalaureate degree in child development. We are working on that just as we speak in developing our college. This is not anything brand new. We've had the extension before. However, we're focusing primarily on family life and education, focusing on the child development aspect as well as on our technology and social media. Most of you may not know this, but Garth Vaden and I became engaged. We are the social media kings and queens of the Internet, we would like to think. And we have brought our skills together in working in capacity where we've actually presented together many, many years ago, and we're now still presenting as social media kings and queens. Most of you see me over the Internet quite a bit on websites. That doesn't mean I'm an expert. All that means is that I'm working very hard at understanding social media and how it can pertain to your business. Now, let's talk about relationships this evening. I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to you. And I want to say that it's one thing that we have left out, the spiritual aspect of relationships. And I do think it is very necessary because the spiritual aspect has been completely left out of most relationships. And it's very vital that you understand that the intimacy that you have with your significant other is relevant to the Creator. And there are a number of groups out there who are really trying to take couples into a spiritual journey. I want to do the same thing. I am not going to reinvent the wheel when I know what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We certainly have to take our mates into a special haven where they learn that we must become intimate with God and we must have intimacy through practicing our prayer and worshiping. It's very vital that we should look at meditation and look at meditation from a perspective that we actually allow ourselves to go into a trance and that we transcend this world and go to another level, sort of like astral traveling. It's very vital that you understand that we are three-dimensional. We're not only one-dimensional, but three-dimensional. And in our sleeps, we do go to a spirit world, and we do go to another subliminal world. And during the time that we're asleep, we're in a subconscious atmosphere that allows us to take ourselves away for a moment or two in the delta realm, if you would. I like to say that we need to talk more about tantra sex. We need to understand that tantra sex is not only used for those patients who are ill and who are physically incapacitated and cannot physically interact with sex acts, but it's also for those of us who would like to learn another technique. Now, I'm going to be bringing a specialist on to talk more about tantra sex. I am no way a specialist in this area. However, I do aspire to know as much as I can about this area because it deals with the mycoplasm and it deals with the macroplasm. Whatsoever is above is below. And I want you to understand that relationships are getting to the point where people do not date anymore. They're going straight online, and they're finding their mates that way. Well, what happened to the good old-fashioned way of sporting your girl and taking her out and being seen with her and going to places that are traditionally gone to throughout the year? The problem is we've come out of tradition. We have no more traditional bonfires to go to or graduation parties or bar mitzvah parties. We just don't do traditional anymore. Why not? We ought to create an avenue and a haven where we can come out and be seen with our significant other. It's very vital that we have fun during the time that we're courting and sporting. That's right. You cannot be sporting no lady if you're not taking her anywhere. When we sport women, we take them out and we show them off. It's like a trophy that we've had on the mantle, and now we want to take that trophy down and take it out somewhere. Yes, you want it to be looked at. You want it to even be touched. You want it to even be praised, but you don't want it to be tampered with. And that's how most men used to treat their women, like a trophy. They don't just leave them on the shelf. They take them out, and they sport them. Now, let's talk a little bit about sporting and dating. Let's talk a little bit from the perspective that the old-fashioned way of dating has not. It's very vital that you must understand, men, that you cannot keep long-distance relationships going forever. You have got to come and see your significant other, and you've got to spend time with her. You build on good relationships. You cannot expect them to keep overnight while you are away and you are engaged in other activities. You are creating distance between you and that significant other. And guess what? Distance can cause a lot of damage to a relationship. So what do? You make sure that when you are together, you have quality time. Don't become common with your significant other. Are you bored because you're watching the same old movies over and over again? Or you want other people to be around, and you want to have company, but you haven't given the relationship time to explore your significant other, to get to know as much as you can about her. Because when you go away and you travel and you exclude outside people, you get into each other. Now, what's wrong with getting into each other and spending time counting each other's toes and nails to make sure that neither one of you are missing toenail or possibly a finger? It's good to know everything about your spouse that you possibly can know, or your significant other. So it's vital that you spend that time getting to know each other. It's nothing worse than your John getting out in public, and now all of a sudden he's going to make an announcement to the general public about something personal that he should have said to you last night. Who wants to hear that? Who wants to be insulted when they realize that their spouse could have taken the time to get to know them? Now, I'm not talking about somebody who's been together for like 2 years and they don't know each other. Those people that have been together in a long-term relationship for 5 or 6 years, doggone it, you better know something about her family life and her kinship. If you don't, then you're wasting her time. Now, let's talk a little bit about those men that want to be engaged forever and ever and ever. Now say amen. It is not going to be happening, women. You got to put your foot down. Give them a time frame. Tell them when you want to tie the knot and give them the location and the place. We are not working in the astral age. We are working in here and now. And if you wait too long in a relationship, why bother? That's what he's saying. I've got the cow already. Why bother to pay for her? It's very vital that you should have short engagement. And those engagements should be no longer than 6 months to a year, then move into a holy matrimony. Now, I understand that traditional marriages where you get marriage certificate are no longer being looked at. People are now looking at contract or agreements. I'm all for it, sisters and brothers. Trust me, I'm down for it. I'm like Nina. I can dig it. Can you dig this? I can dig it. It's important that we look at letters of memorandum and spiritual decrees and agreements. It's very vital that we start writing and pushing the pen and describing what it is we want in a relationship. Go to some justice of the peace to pay for some marriage certificate that are generic and standard and say the same thing. You are an individual, and you are unique, and you can create a unique set of marriage vows through a contract and have a lawyer present. So there is a third party involved that can sign off on it, and then it becomes a legal document and have it notarized. It's very vital that you should understand we are kicking off the new 21st century marriage vow. We're reordering the marriage vow. I didn't say rewriting them. We're reordering them. Now, there's somebody that came out with an article in the Essence magazine rewriting the marriage vows, similar to what I've been doing. I'm talking about reordering it. When you reorder something, you are giving your order individually and you're customizing it. It's not taking some old traditional worn out justice of the peace orders and rewriting them. We are reordering them. So don't get it twisted. Now, folks, I want to say this to you. It's very vital that women, you take good care of yourself, because there's a lot of sporting women out there now that all they do is sport and date. You have got to take better care of yourself as a senior. You've got to spend more time pampering yourself and developing yourself, because you're still growing in grace. And women are living older these days. They're getting beyond 70 years old, so they can be as gorgeous as they want to be. They can be drop-dead gorgeous, and that's what I'm going to be, drop-dead gorgeous. I lived around women in my family that lived to be 80 years old, beautiful women, just gorgeous. When I got to be 60, I said, oh, I'm just at the prime of my age. I'm going to be drop-dead beautiful when I get 80 years old. Keep pampering yourself. Do what you have to do to extend it, weave it, or would you believe it, I might just take a notion just to leave it to air dry, that is, while I go and tend to my biz. You better get you some or just give me some more money so I don't have to blow it for things that I can simply let go. It's part of my poetry. I'd like to get into reality for you tonight, but I'm not going that way with you. But what I'm saying is this. It's very vital, women. If you have to, dye your hair. Dye it. Get rid of the gray until you turn full gray. Then you can wear it. Some women have a problem with tinting and dyeing their hair. It's nothing wrong with it. If you want to appear to be younger and feel your youth, it's great. Create a style for yourself. And whatever style you want to create, live it. It's your life. And you only got one to live, so live it now. It's vital that you should understand that when your man goes out on your arm, you want to be wearing the sportiest thing you can and the most jazziest outfit that you got in your closet. Don't go taking that grandma outfit out because it makes you look older. Put on something that's 50, something that's nice, that is in the 21st century, that some of your young folks can marvel over. Don't worry about what those old folks are saying. Let them be old if they want to. Age is just a number. And let's get over this number thing, because there's some young men that are interested in old women. But I want to say this. Women, don't let those old men run, those young men run you crazy. It's better to stay in your age group if you are seasoned. Now, those older women who have not been seasoned, and they don't mind dating the younger men, to each his own. I have nothing to say to them, but I prefer to have someone on the same age bracket with me, at least climb in there. Because if you don't, you're going to have a difference of opinion on everything. And here's where you have the problem when you sit down to discuss things that you believe in, your traditional concept, your belief system. Try to get as close to your man as possible. It's okay to deviate a little bit from what he believes, but as long as you respect each other's belief system. Now, it's very vital that if you are spiritually connected and you're endowed with the Creator's direction where he's called you to be a minister and to do things in society, you don't want to get a person that's unequally yoked. You get somebody who don't believe in God at all, and he's down on you for being one of God's finest that God is using, you don't want to be that equally unbalanced. It's very vital that you get somebody with the same aim and same concepts that you have. But relationships can be fun. Oh, can they be fun? Start planning some vacation. Make little short trips. For example, tell your man we get ready to go on a business trip, and couple that business trip with a little leisure, with a little sabbatical. Couple that with a little sabbatical so you can find a time to get away to smooch and get in that jacuzzi bathtub. It's okay, because, see, the longer you keep love alive, the longer that relationship stay alive. I want you to understand that we are getting into a new world order, and this new world order is going to cause for us to live life to its fullest. Right now, things are uncertain economically and job-wise, and you're going to have to stop stressing yourself out over that J-O-B. If need be, you be the J-O-B. Create your own job and own source, and create a niche for yourself. I intend to create a niche for myself all over the website with that new YouTube. For me, that is, because I figure if you could take that channel and move your way into the homes and lives of people, then take your visual image and plant yourself into the homes of others and be a channel that they cannot live without. Create an image that they want to see and hear. It's vital that you should understand nobody can't take a job away from you. As long as you want to work and you have ethical ability to desire to work, you create your jobs wherever you are. We got to stop with this thing about the job, the job, the job. The job is going to drive you crazy if you don't have that income. Listen up. Go to these with teams of people. I don't care if you have to hire yourself out. Don't sit at home and let welfare take care of you and food stamps be your ultimate income. Get up, because your mama and your daddy, they struggled out there in the cotton field with just third and second grade education. They came up from slavery creating institutions. They didn't worry about who said that they didn't have education. They created the 100 first universities right out of slavery. And here we are still talking about they won't give me no job. They won't give me employment. Then you have to take your education by force and take your job by force, too. It's vital because we're getting into a bad situation with cities going bankrupt. No income coming in. They're coming after property. They're trying to snatch up all the property that they can. You fight with everything you've got in you for your property because it's illegal in the first place for them to try to take your property. You go down to that courthouse and you get every document you can to fight so that the sheriff don't buy your property. You fight him standing for an institution. You realize everything you had you put into that home and your savings, everything you put in there. So you've got to get with coalitions and you got to support yourself. It's vital that we understand relationships are more than just going out on dates. Find a man with the same concept you got. Find a vision or a goal that y'all have together, and a mission for a business where y'all work the business entity, and then you fall in love. Love don't always just happen overnight. You have to fall in love. Sometimes it may take you 18 years before you fall in love with that person who you spend a lot of time working with. You may find out you was in love with them all the time, but didn't know how to say it. But it's very vital that we don't take love lighthearted. And we stop telling each other, honey, I love you, unless we're going to go the distance with that person. It's very vital that you understand when you tell somebody you love them, they expect an action. You should understand that. Now let's go over to the throne of grace, and let's acknowledge God for giving us this day, because a lot of people didn't wake up on this side of the dirt today, and we just want to be still and do our meditation right now. Can you go with me, please? Over to the throne of grace. Just holding your hands up, asking God to give you the desire to stay in love and renew your faith in your relationship to your significant other. As you hold your hands up,
I am with you. Be still and know that I am here. Be
Oh, Father God, we just come before you today at the throne of grace, bowing down our heads to you, prostrating ourselves, because we know that you are great all on this earth. Father, we thank you that you have given us breath this morning and that you've given us a right mind that want to serve you. We ask that you would touch each and every one of these relationships You will make them brand new again, Father, and you will renew their strength and their love for each other. I pray that every relationship that is engaged, that they will follow through on the mission that you've called them to. I pray that every relationship that is renewing their vows today, that they will be strengthened to develop a relationship with you, Father, in the midst of it. We ask that every household represented here today will understand that you have called them to a higher calling. We just thank you, Father, that you have chosen us to minister through. Now, Father, he who has been strengthened, let us reach back and pull those others up who are less fortunate and who need to be motivated. Now, we ask that relationships get stronger. We ask that you will renew each and every one of our marriage vows and our relationships that we have with our significant others. Help us to follow through on the word that you called us to carry out, and help us to be your ambassadors, Father. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and honor. And we thank you for your desire to go and to capture that one which was lost. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you and magnify you. Now be still and know that he is God. He is here in this room and he is present. Give you the desires of your heart and believe that with all your heart and soul that he wants you to have new relationships and good relationships.
Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know that I. Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes upon you and covers you with fear and shame, be still.
Want to be still and just meditate on his goodness and his kindness, because without God we are nothing and we are filthy as rags and this heart is desperately wicked and who can know it. We just ask God that he would wash us and make us clean and pure that we might be able to stand before him. We just thank you, O Majesty, and we ask that you would begin to do a mighty work into each one of our relationships and renew our faith, and most of all, Father, give us a mission. And we ask that you plant us in your plan today and that we be in right standing with you. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, O Lord, in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, on thee do I wait and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide us on the right path, on the path of the righteous one, not upon those who have gone astray. And we thank you, Father, that you have chosen us and not us ourselves. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I like to say that we pour libations because libation is honorable. We pour libations to the right, and that is we pour libations to the north, and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the south, and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the east, and we say Ashe. And we pour libations to the west, and we say Ashe. I pour libation for my mother's spirit, Yamanye Clara Jenkins, Ashe. I pour libation to my father's spirit, Obatala Robert Jenkins, I say. And we pour libation to Oladulamare, who is the God of this earth, and we say, I say. Is it honorable to invite our ancestors to reconnect to us and to the greater circle? Because we know without our ancestors that the way would not be made open and clear. We thank them the way for us ancestors and that you reconnected yourself back to the greater circle. And we say, to God be the glory. We call on Chiquez Diop, Nina Simone. We call on Dr. J. Carruthers. We call on the Honorable Joe Lewis. We call on these ancestors that they might reconnect themselves back to the greater force. We say, I say. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for going on this trip with me. As I talk about relationships, it's very vital that we grow to love one another. And friendships, first of all, and then renewing our friendships into not only intimacy, but renewing our relationships so that we can be better people and that we can be God's ambassadors. And as we talk about relationships and we rewrite, we reorder our marriage vow, we're reordering marriage vows that are indicative to our own customizing efforts. We are not using some boilerplate traditional method that has not been acceptable for a long time. We're reordering those marriage vows, and hopefully each and every one of you will be able to join me next week as I bring on other speakers to be a part of our group. And I want you to understand that we were on another show, on the Harambe show, and the topic on that show was I Can Be a Better Man. We plan on bringing that show here entitled I Can Be a Better Man. And if you are a better man out there and you would like to be interviewed here on my show, I would invite you in to be a part as a co-host, to co-host the show for evening where you talk about the accomplishments you've made in society for the families or the community and how you have become a better man. We like to say hello to the Harambe station out there. We hope you're faring well. And the show was aired on the Harambe show. However, we've brought it to this show, I Can Be a Better Man. And if you're out there and you believe that you have already become a better man or you're striving to become a better man, please come and join us on this show so you can talk about what strides you have made in society to become a better man. We know that statistics show that our men don't live to be past 25, but we are banking on the fact if the women say, let us make men in our own image, then we can change things and we can bring men into the positions where they belong and we can open up doors for them in our position to rule and to rank and to be CEOs. We can open up doors for our black men so they can become a better man. So I'm saying to you women, let us make men in our own image and likeness and let us open doors for them and give them opportunities so that they can become better men. And I thank you so very much for joining us on this segment, and I invite you to join us again. Let's take a little trip to Carolina. We'll be right back at you in a second. Hold tight.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got...
Come on, come on.
I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone.
Yes, we have taken a short trip to North Carolina. For you, those of you who have been following us on our Facebook, as you know, we're doing the Nina Simone tour, and we will be touring as a group and a team. We'll be touring doing Nina Simone's music. One of the places that we're looking to do that particular tour is right here in Indiana, where I'll be featuring some of her songs. We started to bring our network on the Facebook, who were actually spoken word artists, along with Nina Simone. We are not finished with that. It's an ongoing event. Still have some spoken word material that you'd like to get out there, please contact me on the Facebook under Sherelle M. Garth, and we'll be happy to stream your materials, but you do have to be registered before we can stream your materials. So please go out and on the Eventbrite, you can also sign up and still have your spoken word artistry stream. Please do go out and check the Facebook under Nina Simone Restore Peace on my page under Sherelle M. Garth, and you can see the streaming artists that have already connected with us. And we want to continue to do that. As we talked about restoring peace to Nina Simone, we're restoring peace to relationships and restoring peace to anyone that has been treated with injustice. And we're talking about the humanity